So, this is so if it's funny. Not one of them niggas, if I it's am not, gonna be a little perturbed.
If it's J-Rock, I'm gonna be mad, bro.
I'll be fine, because I really like Redemption.
I do, but I'm gonna still be mad.
Like, it could be Q. I'll be fine.
I'm still be mad. I'm gonna be mad if it's Q, too. It literally has, if it's not any of those three niggas, I'm gonna be mad.
If it's not Kendrick, there was no point in doing this. If you're
that's fine, because Zay's literally been like, I'm just waiting for them to clear my samples and then I'm dropping my album.
Right, that is true.
Recording here. Okay. Recording here. We ready? Mic check. 1-2, 1-2. What it do? What's happening? We coming live back at you with your boy Mango with the fucking Draco Ramadan, Toby Kenobi, and Rodney Twin Tweezy coming back at you, loading up the choppers like it's December 31st. You already know what the fuck is going on, man. Yes, sir. Had a pretty interesting week cooking up in here. Had the fans on. We gonna let it cook a little bit more. Simmering this bitch, man. How y'all boys doing, man?
Good.
Chilling.
There was just a pause.
Oh yeah. Did that album actually come out last week or was it the week before?
Yeah, it came out last Friday, I think, right? Or was it the week before?
I'm going with the week
time
before.
Time isn't real, bro.
Time is all relative, bro.
Yeah, it's a construct, y'all. It's a
construct.
Exactly.
It's a social construct.
In fact, there's no time at all.
I think it did too, but I
the deluxe drop.
I mean, you know, we did so much. We dropped off a stimmy. Really?
Yeah.
We did drop off a stimulus package.
You know, three episodes in a week. Mm-hmm. You know, we were lacking, so we had to make up for it.
Yeah, man.
I mean, it was really four. You feel
me? Really? Episode 27,
we doing more than Joe Biden for real.
Yeah, sir.
We forced him to do
money bag stream.
Damn, Atlanta live and popping. You feel me?
All right, man. So
500 streams, no album out.
Oh yes. Oh, easy.
All right, man.
So last week, the Mortal Kombat movie dropped. Let's see.
Get over here.
Yo. The references in the movie were actually pretty fucking sick. I feel like you didn't watch. You said you didn't watch. You watched 55 minutes.
I pretty much approximately watched the first hour of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna say I liked the one.
Didn't watch it this time. Progress.
I'm slacking because, like I said, I still haven't even watched Godzilla and King Kong. Bro. Oh, this is all the way through.
I think you got two more days. To watch.
Yeah, you have a couple more days.
Oh, I have a time limit.
I mean, like, if you want to see it,
yes, you have a time limit.
Yeah, you have to wait. Shit. So, yeah.
Y'all tell me, was the climax good enough, or should I have seen anything else?
King Kong.
I watched the movie multiple times.
It's seen it worth a watch.
It's, yes, it's literally
worth
yes.
a watch.
I've seen it four times.
Yeah, I'm about to say multiple watches, in fact.
Well,
we were saying, bro, this shit just, it's just fire. Like, I don't know what else you could ask for.
It's entertaining as hell.
Yeah, very entertaining. So
I feel the same way about Mortal Kombat.
I feel a little indifferent about it.
I do like the fight scene. Like when Jax got his arms ripped off.
Oh my god. And then he kicked that nigga off the roof and hit his head.
He shouldn't have survived that.
That shit was hard.
Bro, I was literally going through my head the whole movie. I was like, yo, that nigga Jax is actually dead, bro.
I was like,
Jax is the one that died.
Yo, same shit. Because I was like, on a normal day.
Because
on a normal day, I would have just been like, oh yeah, this is what happens when he gets his arms. I was like, oh no, that nigga not getting no arms. That nigga dead, bro.
He looked dead when they looked down.
Bro, he hit his head.
A pool of blood.
Bro.
How did you get up?
Cyborg story.
They put that nigga in ice like they did Black Panther.
And that shit was so funny when they came up on that nigga's body. They were like, yeah, bro, his arms were so burned. They burned. They were so frozen. They burned.
This nigga's arms was crystallized. His bone was literally
nothing he could do.
He took it rather well too.
Oh my god, not just.
I would have been screaming.
And then after that, he also bounced back from it.
Oh,
really
he definitely did.
No, and not at first, because when they showed this nigga, he had little bionic
arms.
I was like,
is Jax really fighting these niggas with these skinny ass arms,
bro? When he was practicing the bond, I was like,
this isn't real.
I said, ain't no way this nigga about to walk out here with these goddamn bionic arms and beat nobody at. Bro, them shit.
And this nigga do not go and drop kick somebody.
Yeah.
Give this nigga a laser beam. He has to be a distance fighter.
They eventually give him the super buff armor at first. Yeah. I was literally like, there's no way.
Give him his gun back.
Y'all doing the black men like this, man? Oh,
I had no idea. Yeah. I thought he would just get the big arms and call
not
it.
No.
Not
no.
He had to work his way up.
Arms are fixed.
Yeah, bro.
They had to find like their the arcana is what it was called. Yeah.
By the way, when Scorpion or... Hanzo, Hanzo. When Hanzo, when he, remember when Sub-Zero smacked his head up against a giant boulder and blood splattered, and he got up like nothing happened.
Bro, yes, yes.
Bro, you can put a Fast and Furious character in and let it happen.
Yeah, when I saw that, I was like, what the fuck?
How the hell do you do that? Like, that's okay.
What? This nigga's not dead?
Yeah, no. He stabbed him in the heart. And then Hanzo grabbed him again, and then he stabbed him further. I was like, bro, like,
man's got an open wound right in the middle of his chest.
Bro, I did say it. I was like, oh damn. I thought that was a fatality.
Right. like this is the first fight in the movie. Nigga, mm-hmm. die. Like, you know you're coming
back. I think he did.
Like,
he
did. So, right, bro. We know what the final fight is going
to
be.
So I was talking to Rodney about this earlier. It was the concept. For me, the movie, I'll give it like a 5 out of 10. Maybe a 4, but I feel like a 5. I think it's the best Mortal Kombat movie, but it's the fact of like, so if this was just a movie and it wasn't a Mortal Kombat movie, I'd be like, oh no, this movie's kind of dog shit. But it's the fact of like, they take so many things into consideration when making the movie. There's hella Easter eggs in it. There's even the way that like,
staying true to the source material.
They definitely try. And that was the other thing I was about to say. So I remember even hearing, I think Slim was like, this nigga Raiden didn't even fight in the movie. That was like, bruh, like literally in Mortal Kombat lore, Raiden's not supposed to. He's an elder god. He's literally like, I can't fight.
Always making niggas the wrong decisions.
Yeah. But he's not allowed to fight unless Shao Kahn does some crazy, wild, fucked up shit. Yeah. And then he's allowed to step in after he gets permission from the other elder gods. But outside of that, he's not supposed to fight.
And they even did that in the movie with Kung Lao. So, when he does intervene, it's still not like when you want him
to,
he's allowed.
Kung Lao is supposed to die. Like, Kung Lao's supposed to die.
He dies multiple times.
Even with that, I did.
Kung Lao,
I also didn't.
Fucking Kenny of Mortal Kombat.
Kung Lao or Liu Kang? Do we say Kung Lao?
Kung Lao.
Kung Lao died too?
Oh yeah. He dies in everything.
Oh my god. What?
Kung Lao always dies. It's a natural.
Nah, his flawless fatality
was crazy. Bro. Crazy.
That's what I mean. God. I actually really like that they had them saying instead of just a
That was my favorite aspect of the movie. Like when they just had each other going at each other, and then when they won, they'd be like, flawless victory. Fatality. Like, I was like, ooh. Especially at the end when Scorpion took off his mask and blew the fire. Oh, that was.
Who's your favorite character?
In Mortal Kombat generally or in the movie?
General.
In the movie, it's Kung Lao. Damn. And generally, it is Kung Lao and Liu Kang.
Mm-hmm. In the movie?
You might as well answer both. Yeah.
It was Kung Lao, because Kung Lao was really doing that shit in the
Kung
movie.
I think my favorite person in the movie was Sonya. She beat the nigga out of Kano and got his shit. That was hard as fuck.
And she saved. Why can't I think of his name?
Cole.
She saved.
I did not like that nigga Cole.
That dork. I don't know what that name.
Fuck
dork.
Fuck that nigga Cole.
What's the last name? Young, right? Cole something.
I don't know, bro.
Goddamn descendant.
I forgot his name. He was forced.
They sent that nigga home.
Okay, I was.
He said that too. Oh, he was talking about like, it was literally, he was just that tour guide for newbies who didn't know much about MK to guide you through the folklore.
Literally.
Like, you could have.
I feel like you didn't need that.
Yeah, you didn't.
Yeah, because I was saying earlier, even if it was like, you could have literally flipped the perspective and made it to where Sonya didn't know about like the games and we were following her.
You could have followed her.
Or Johnny Cage.
Wow, or Johnny Cage.
Yeah, Johnny Cage
in the movie.
Johnny Cage,
he's supposed to be in the second.
They were finding people.
But you, and that would have been the perfect thing if you tied, because clearly they're trying to make it like a series.
That's what I noticed too.
I think it would have been much better if you did do it with Sonya and or even Jax.
Yeah,
and them, you start with them in the military, and then you show them putting it together, and then they go and see Cole fight.
Not some dude who lost.
That
nigga lost in the first round.
They literally sent this nigga home because he couldn't find his powers. He was like, okay, I guess the bloodline does not run that deep. Let's go ahead and send this nigga home. And then this nigga had to fight Goro. What?
The whole movie.
That's what we were talking about. This. Like, I was like, the fights were fire. It was just like the story. After a while, the story I remember together. Like,
I was like, the story.
Do y'all think the act?
Go ahead.
Do y'all think the actor choices were the best they could have been?
No, but it wasn't. It wasn't like, this was a B-rated.
I literally didn't need Cole.
I definitely thought that when I saw the car Jax was in. I was like, oh, these niggas didn't spend shit on the budget.
No, they didn't. Special effects. But if they get in this,
I was like, bro. I feel like, and I'm not I don't have a problem with that because the special effects were fine. Yeah. But I was like, oh yeah, these niggas didn't put money anywhere else.
But yeah, but I was literally about to say because the thing is, if this gets the proper push that it's supposed to get, then
the budget will
then the budget for the next one will be a lot better generally. Yeah. So like, I wasn't even per se mad at that, especially when I saw that there were like no real like. Not real actors, but there were no like A-list actors on the thing. I was like, oh yeah, they're really trying to get
this. I wasn't expecting the acting to be great.
Mm-mm. But it was decent so far.
It was decent. I appreciate what they tried to do. They put a lot more characters in that movie than I thought they were going to. Like, Cabal is in the fucking movie.
I saw what happened to Cabal. That was sad.
Cabal's in the movie. I think, what is her name? Natasha or something? The little flying demonic chick?
Yeah, she just kind of like flew through.
And then, she's in like later, but even like how, like I said, how they included certain things and how they included, even how they're including current lore, because like Kotal Kahn is a newer Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, character. I was like surprised to see
you
him.
You saw that nigga in the back.
Yeah,
that was like big as fuck.
Mm-hmm. I was like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, the fact that they're doing all that does affect me, and that's cool, what gave me
because I wanted to know which generation they were gonna do. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of trying to get them. Yeah. They're kind of trying to do because
you have to live up to MK11 standards. Right. I know y'all played MK11. Oh, that dude. Vibe, no, man, no, that story.
That and I also just wanted to know if Kang would die or not.
That's everything. The facial motion capture.
Yeah, that's the best.
The fighting mechanics.
Legendary.
Mm-hmm. Actually, legendary fucking game. So, but that's what I was saying about the fact that like the reason I can't like
Mercy.
I think I was having like not per se an argument, but I was just listening to a few people just talk about the movie, and I just didn't. I don't know. I think at one point I didn't get into an argument with anybody, but I just chimed into what they were saying. I was like, "Have you played?" Because they were talking about the things they didn't like. I was like, "Have you played? When's the last Mortal Kombat game you played?" And he was like, "I don't know. It's been a while ago." I was like, "Dude, that's the thing. This movie was not like. If you just look at it from a movie perspective and like general, just really generally, it's like, oh, okay. But if you've been playing, like for the niggas that have been playing Mortal Kombat, like, like Paul will probably be like, actually, Paul's not in the group. He was like, no, like, I like the movie because it's not made for like, it's made to be catered towards the fans of the actual shit. So there are little
things. Did it deliver?
Mm-hmm. Did it?
Ooh, like said, that's the question.
It delivered. It delivered.
It's exceptional.
Yes. It delivered from the video.
It's adequate.
Yeah, it's adequate. From a movie perspective, it's not a very good movie. Yeah. But from a Mortal Kombat fan perspective, it's pretty solid. And if you mesh, that's why I was saying, I think it's like a 5 because it's the mesh in between the two of them.
Yeah.
Like, generally as a movie, if a nigga that don't know shit about Mortal Kombat watches this movie, he's gonna be like, bro, this movie's
they're not gonna know what the fuck is going on. Yeah. They'll probably still like the fights, but they won't know what the fuck is going on. And they'll probably be like, damn, this shit is gory as fuck.
And even
you don't know Mortal Kombat.
And then I'm about to say, even some of the fight scenes and some of the things that happen in the fight scenes, they're just gonna be like, okay, versus like, they just said this scene with Kung Lao. We were like, yo, I watched that. Yo, Shalani was in the fucking band. I was like, no, come look at this shit, bro. I was like, oh, you're in that bitch. Oh my God. Oh my God. That's
literally the crazy thing about Kung Lao's fight. Like, I saw like him hit her and then the slice happened and I saw Flawless Victory. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait a minute. I had to go back, like, I missed something. Because at first I thought it was, what's it called with the teeth? I can't remember anybody's name. Baraka. At first I thought it was Baraka, and I was like, damn, they got her out of there that quick? And then I was like, oh no, she's still right there. Like, who did this nigga fight? I had to go back and watch this shit again.
Yeah, no.
I watched this shit, like, last night. Because I didn't get to watch it Monday. I watched it, like, last night, and I finished it at, like, 1:30 in the morning. I would have finished the movie at, like, 1-ish. Mm-hmm. I went back and through the fight. Like, pretty much each fight except for Cole's fights. But I went back through, like, each fight.
Fuck Cole, bro. Fuck Cole. Even in the end when it was, like,
His shit was so promising, too.
Right.
Like, just the fact that he can absorb, like, energy and just, like, and redirect it.
Uh-huh. Oh, we can.
I understand this isn't like this. Yo, y'all think all very new to him,
the next
like,
Mortal Kombat video game they're gonna put him in it?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
You gotta mention, you gotta tie, and they're constantly adding new characters to like
the
roster of Mortal Kombat. I thought they would have made him Takeda. That's what I thought they were going. Like, did you play Mortal Kombat X?
10. Definitely not as much, but I know about it.
So, do you remember the dude? There was a dude who had like ropes type shit in the game.
The metal ropes?
Yeah,
he was 5.
He was Scorpion's protege. I thought that's what they were going to make him, but they didn't do that.
Yeah, that would have
made I was literally like, they put the Kata in a bit, but they didn't put the Kata in
it. When are they bringing Kenshi back?
I think they're going to put a lot of characters in the next year, bro. They need to bring Kenshi back. Yes, bro. Randomly, I'm so mad at what they did to Kenshi in Mortal Kombat 11. I feel like I have a memory
He's not even in the game.
No, he's not, because he died. Like, yeah. they murdered him, and they were like, bro, yeah.
That's it for him.
Yeah. He got murdered.
He was like, out of here. How cool is it when you can rotate the blade without, like, God, how do you take something like that out, man? Come on, man.
But I think it's just I don't know. I feel like they should have added him with, no, he died, so they wouldn't have added him with DLC, but, like, I don't know.
That doesn't matter. It's a fighting game, bro. Don't make that important. That's so important.
Yeah, they put
Liu Kang came back as a zombie. So,
oh, bro, everyone zombie Liu Kang is the dope.
So dead skin. You can bring him back.
Talking about the fucking video game, bro. The story in that shit was crazy. The moment, there are moments in video games that give me, it's not per se, it's kind of rare now that I'll play a story mode, especially in a fighting game, and it'll give me chills at moments. Bro, that moment where, because have you played Mortal Kombat 9? The one that came out on PS3.
When I remember that one too.
That was when Raiden was fucking everything up.
And then they do the replay, that
scene is literally crazy. Because it was like, I remember playing it and getting to that point in the game where Raiden and Liu Kang are about to fight because Raiden's spazzing. And I was
but
literally like,
fucking time.
And I literally stopped and I was like, wait a second. This has happened before. And I think Liu Kang might have punched Raiden, and he had a flashback of infinite realities where it had been over and over and over. I was like, yo, these writers are literally insane. And he broke the code. He was like, wait! Stop! Bruh. And I was literally about to say, oh my God, he's about to kill Liu Kang again. Please don't do this. I don't want to see this happen again, bro. Yeah, man. That was it. It was fun. Bro, I'm so sorry. Because I remember the moment. It was like, evil Scorpion fought regular Scorpion, and regular Scorpion died. Before he died, Hanzo convinced his past self that, like, bruh, you gotta stop being an evil nigga. So Scorpion comes through the fucking portal, and Raiden's like, no, we gotta kill this nigga. And Scorpion, and then I think Liu Kang's like, bruh, maybe we should listen to him. Raiden's like, bruh, no, we gotta slaughter this nigga right now. And Scorpion's like, bruh, I didn't even do shit. Like, yeah, no, that shit was crazy. That's the type of shit you really want to be able to see. That
effort.
I literally don't even know.
NetherRealm Studios.
Can we
is the
talk
shit.
About how savage Sub-Zero is, though?
Bruh,
just the whole scene, film. Just the scene when he was just walking down the road and, like, just the hail. That shit was insane, bro.
But you see the girl outside eating and the snow start falling. You're like, oh, no, this shit might be.
I was like, literally, all the snow was literally falling apart. I was like, this ain't gonna be good.
I thought she was gonna die.
Literally, I thought she was gonna die.
I thought she was gonna die. And then that would be cold.
I
thought that's how it was gonna go.
I'm like, this Mortal Kombat ain't nobody saying.
I'm like, yo, if she's the first one, it is what it is.
Edit that group for me. What's changed in that shit?
Do you think it would have been better?
Like, you can type what's changed. Shit. I know you changed a couple things.
Even the way they did Bi-Han. So the way, and this is how it works in the real Mortal Kombat. So you asked me earlier who my favorite Mortal Kombat character is. Favorite Mortal Kombat character is Noob Saibot. That nigga's cold. Like, Noob Saibot, he's an Easter egg character.
That nigga.
Bruh, he's killer. He's always my favorite.
He's too cool.
Yeah, I will say. Like,
he's too cool.
I will say for the longest time, Raiden was my favorite character, but I will say now it's probably Smoke.
Smoke is disgusting.
Smoke is nasty.
Mm-hmm. And they've upgraded Smoke's, like, story. It's just like, that's the cybernetic nigga. He's, like, the super... He's a ninja, bro. But they've both been ninjas. So, like, Noob Saibot was, like... Actually, his name is Tobias Boom Backwards, which is the creator of the game. But he was the original Sub-Zero, and then he got brought back to life because he was like, fuck shit.
That's so cool.
And the modern Sub-Zero was, like, his little brother or some shit like that. Which is they always do that, though. Like, even in the... even though the first Mortal Kombat movie... And the second one was absolutely awful. The second one is literally listed as one of the worst movies of all time. Top, like, two or three worst movies of all time.
The second one is with, what's his name?
Right? I don't even know any of the actors in the movie. Have you seen the second Mortal Kombat movie?
The one that came out in 95.
Annihilation? We should watch that movie.
I've seen a bunch of...
Yeah.
It's bad. It's like, it's literally historically. Everything in the movie is bad. But... They always do that in the Mortal Kombat stories when they're telling it. It's like, no, you didn't kill. You killed Sub-Zero, but that was the original Sub-Zero. I'm like his little brother, and I'm actually not a fuck nigga. So, and then somehow Noob Saibot comes back and just starts, like, going haywire.
That's kind of funny. Yo, Ron, I'm sorry. I know. Have y'all heard about that show, Invincible?
Yeah.
Y'all watched it?
You need to watch it. Yeah. You know,
we can talk about it.
We don't want to talk about it. It's just that... I want to mention, since you know Mortal Kombat's all about the gore and the fatality and the blood.
I didn't fuck with it at first, bro.
The end of the first episode that happened in Vincent. I'm on episode 3, but. But in the first episode, that ending, I have a weird relationship with like gore. Animation and just gore. Mm-hmm. Why then anime? It's like all that history of how anime, when people get their heads split, why is it so grotesque?
Babe, you got it.
I have such an unsettling relationship.
It's the only medium.
I struggle with that. That part was so intense to me, bro.
Yo, he went insane. But it's the only medium that you can do that in that way. Because I mean, not saying you can. And it's a lot more. A, it's a lot more expensive to do in real life, and it's a lot more unsettling in its own way. And you can do stuff animated wise, and it takes away some of the filter from what you're watching. Like, imagine seeing that shit in real life.
Yeah,
and exactly. I also feel like for me, I like it is because of the curiosity of it. Like, you just don't see shit like that a lot, and so it's just like
the freedom.
Yeah,
the freedom. So y'all embrace it. I embrace it in a way. It's just like I struggle with it because the way they died,
dude.
Because
I'm not gonna lie,
it's lethal.
If you take it literally,
only gonna get worse, in my opinion.
And the fact that it's a cartoon takes away like a definitive layer of seriousness to it, or trauma to it. If you take that concept away, bro, in the most I hate to say it, but there's so many fucking creative ways you can fucking kill a nigga, bro. That's what I was saying when I was watching. He grab somebody's face and then from the inside, like, crushed it, like, put it. That was Martian Manhunter chick. He was like, psh, psh. I was like,
The Boys does that too. Y'all gotta watch The Boys.
Bro, The Boys is crazy. Bro, The Boys is crazy.
Good. You fucking know that.
The Boys is crazy.
Story and everything is so fucking dope. Bro,
I'm not even gonna go into detail, but that scene with the plane literally shook me. Like, this is the scene, I think it's in the first season with the Superman.
When he left him to fucking die, and all the shot he could do was watch. Man, come on, bro.
No one's better than Homelander. Yo, that nigga said Homelander. That nigga said,
get back.
This is the way it happened. So it's so cool because it's like the dope thing that I love about certain shows when they do like the way they parody and satire certain things. So you know the typical thing is Superman will fly up, they carry the plane back up to the atmosphere. Yeah. This nigga like they got on the plane and then like I think it was like
it was crashing.
It wasn't crashing at first. It got hijacked. And he killed the niggas that were hijacking lasered the control panel. So the shit started dropping. So he walks back in the plane. He's acting like everything's cool. He goes up to the girl, to the Wonder Woman shit at this point. He's like, yeah, we need to leave. And somehow people start hearing it and they're like, bro, save us.
You can't leave us here.
Yeah. And she's literally like, dude, go get up under the plane and lift it up. He was like, bro, what the fuck do you think this is? Physics. If I do that, I'm going to literally go through the hull of the plane. This shit is light. We gotta leave these niggas, bro. like, bro, save us. He's like, bro, get the fuck back.
Get the fuck back before I laser you.
Get off the plane and them niggas.
Dark ass show, bro.
But that's, see,
you have to fucking watch it. Both seasons, man.
At first, my thing with Invincible, the reason it took me. I'm happy that you guys said to continue to watch it because after I started watching it, I was like, okay. Because I thought it was just going to be a Justice League ripoff based on the first episode.
No,
literally, because they killed all the Justice League ripoffs, which was the dopest thing about it. They were all one of one pieces of the Justice League and they all got off. And then as you continue to watch it, it's like, oh, damn. Like, episode 7, I'm so lit for
it. Damn.
You seen already?
Yes.
Damn it. I'm behind.
Damn.
That shit crazy, bro. That shit is crazy. Huh? Like, and I, like, it's certain, like, once again, it's always
We need that one. When Soulja Boy was
damn.
Like,
huh?
We need that one. We need that one.
In the camera.
Literally.
Huh? Yeah, no, that the Invincible's actually kind of.
We need to talk, son.
Yo, yes.
Relax.
Hey, yo, you gotta chill, bro. You gotta chill. Niggas be getting whacked in that shit, bro.
Just be prepared. Buckle up is what y'all saying.
Buckle up, nigga.
All right. I didn't expect it to be as intense as it was. Let's go.
Yeah. That boy Kirkman, what's his name? The writer of it, who did Walking Dead. Sick ass mom.
I'm just gonna touch on this for a light moment. I think I touched on this last week. I said watch them. Unless you're good with trauma, don't watch them. It's a show on Amazon.
I welcome that challenge. Bro, Amazon got the shit.
They've been bucking at HBO, bro.
Amazon Prime.
They've been bucking.
Hold up.
Wait, was that? them is traumatizing. It's actually, of the black things that I've seen, it's one of the most.
I want to watch that tonight. That I want to watch that tonight.
It's not the, oh my god, not the fucking. Okay, cool. It's a 9-episode series. Each episode is in between 34 minutes and maybe like 48 minutes or something along those lines. It is about, I feel like I said this last week, I don't know, but it's about a black family that moves into a white neighborhood during the time of the Great Migration. And they move into one of them like 1950s, 60s white neighborhoods where the wives have blonde hair and the hair that goes out like that and has like the really nice super modern looking shit that would be considered super modern looking now, like house styles and shit. There's this weird supernatural element to it.
Don't spoil nothing.
This isn't spoiled trailer. Like a lot of this stuff is covered in the first episode. But it's crazy. Either episode 4 or 5, I believe is episode 4 when they start showing the wife's like backstory, is probably the most traumatic thing I've seen on a screen as a black person. Like, it's literally painful to watch. Like, it was one of them things where I started watching. Like, after I realized what was going on, I was like, oh, damn. Like, actually, if somebody told me about this before, I wouldn't have watched it. But now I'm watching it, and I have to finish seeing what's going on. I can't just cut this off right here because I have to have a resolution. But episode 4 and episode 8 were actually really, really fucking traumatic. I was actually quite shook.
I'll be looking out for it, then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how that go.
All right, man. Jumping topics. This week, or it was this week or last week, Dr. Umar appeared on The Breakfast Club. Dr. Umar is one of my favorite. Shout out to Dr. Umar. Love and hate relationship with Dr. Umar. More so on the love side. He do be on his extremely woke black shit. He did say it was cool for them to acknowledge in the episode that he's like definitely a meme now. It's beautiful seeing Dr. Umar in people's feeds or whatever something this happens fool, regarding. Dude. Yeah. Literally just a meme of him looking. I beg your pardon. Like, yeah, it's great to see it.
I just love how he repeats everything 3 times.
Every time.
It's just like Mojo Jojo.
It's literally the best.
Every time he repeats it, it's absolutely hilarious.
Damn. He's literally amazing, bro. But, I don't know. He talked about an array of different topics. One of the main things that we were talking about this week was his reaction to... DJ Envy's reaction
to... DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee.
What his reaction to...
Envy was playing Devil's Advocate and being a coon. And Dr. Umar Johnson in Dr. Umar Johnson fashion was not going for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Because that's the thing. You have to stay in your ground with things. Like, and that's something I'm not personally learning now because I feel like... I don't know. Internet... I've gotten to the point... I've always been like, this is my opinion, but I've kind of gotten to the point now where I'm like, nah, like, this is my opinion. Like, regardless of what...
This is how I feel about it. Mm-hmm, so.
Mm-hmm. But then there are certain things... Most things are great, but there are certain things that's like, bro, no, yes or no, this doesn't make sense. You know?
And I think that's why he pushes the basis on community-ran policing, in a sense, because it's like... If you know people in your community and you know what's happening, like, situations don't even go this far.
Right.
And then in certain situations, it's like, okay, we can understand from the cop's standpoint of what DJ Envy was saying, but, like, in another standpoint, it's like, if we have a community-ran policing and it's like, I know this is going on and I come up to this scene, I'm going to go try to grab the girl.
That was the main thing about Envy's stance that I didn't like.
Yeah.
It was what I was talking to you about before the cast.
Please go ahead. Yeah.
Envy was, he said, all right, I'm playing the coon, because he basically was saying he could see where the cop was coming from. Self proclaimed coon, that as well.
Jesus.
Coon of the month. Anyway, given what the situation was that the cop was going into, he was basically saying, like, I could see how he would react that way. And then when Dr. Umar Johnson flipped it on him, like, okay, well, if you were the cop, because Envy talked about his father being a retired cop, he's like, well, if you were the cop, would you have shot her? And then he proceeded to say exactly what Ron said, no, because I know my community and it wouldn't have gotten that far.
Literally.
And that's the whole issue with the situation in the first place. Exactly. That's what I was saying. Like, I don't care about you playing devil's advocate in this situation. One part of it is we see white people do the same shit and not get killed. The other part of it is we're asking too many times for defund the police and abolish the police for these type of community watches, if you will, where it has worked in other countries and in cities in this state. I mean, in this country. So it's like, that's why it's like, I don't want to hear that in any fashion. Because you can't be like, oh, this is a problem, but I could see where the cop's coming from. Then that's giving him the benefit of the doubt and allowing him to keep doing it.
Exactly.
And I talked about this nigga Jeff so many times. Jeff was one of the first people to, I think, bring this concept to my attention. Just something that Dr. Umar said, just like, he doesn't have a problem with other people and other minorities getting benefits and getting stuff, or getting like, like the government doing stuff for other minorities, but it's like black people are the most oppressed people in this country and have been the most oppressed people in this country. So it's like, since forever. So it's like, is the concept of like, you blatantly acknowledge things, like he said specifically, so they passed the bill, the Asian hate bill, but it's in direct response to people's response to stuff going on with COVID and all the corona stuff.
And it took 1 year.
Then it took 1 year for them to do that. Literally, we still haven't had, there's no lynching bill. Even I think,
and that's been rejected multiple times. He said that.
Emmett Till lynching bill.
Jeff said this about, like, I think he said this about,
what's his name? John Lewis's voting rights bill has been on the Senate's desk. It is now on Chuck Schumer's desk. It has been on the Senate Majority Leader's desk since December of 2019. It's a anti-voter suppression bill. And what are many Republican-led states doing now? Sweeping voter suppression laws. So it's like,
yeah, and it's
you can prevent it before it happens.
And it's like, I think something else, he was talking about so many. I remember Jeff was just like insane. And I would be like, bro, you don't know what you're talking about until I stop. I think he said something, because Dr. Umar even brought this up. He was like, bro, the next thing that's going to happen, they're going to start pushing for trans laws and things, LGBT, because they were already pushing LGBTQ laws and bills and stuff into place. But he was literally like, bro, it's literally the concept of like, once again, black people are struggling. Black people are still getting shot. They're not changing anything about that. They're changing this, and changing all this other stuff. And it's not that, once again, it's not that those things are problematic. No, that's fine, because you want everybody.
We want equality. Yes. That's what we're fighting for. Dr. Umar specifically said in that, he was like, I have no problem with that. But none of these things target black people directly, right? Like, yes, there are black LGBTQ people.
The Bill of Rights
will benefit from that, but only one side of them, right? The LGBT, they're still black. Like, you can still look at somebody who's queer and not necessarily know that they're, you can look at somebody who's gay or lesbian and not necessarily know that that's what they identify as.
You see somebody.
But you see that they're black every time.
Yeah.
And so, like, oh yeah, no, they wouldn't get discriminated against because of their sexuality, but they will still get discriminated against because they're black. And like, it's been since forever for this country. And like, we can't get shit. Like, nothing.
It's very
I was thinking about earlier, like, everything we get feels like a here nigga damn. The show have our own movement feels like a here nigga damn. The voting rights, the civil rights voting acts that we got feel like a here nigga damn. Cause think about it, those were passed in the 60s, 1960s 1964 and 1968, right? And we got the right to vote then, and it still was like, we got the right to vote, and then it was like, yeah, but you got to go through all these hoops. And they're like, okay, well, you can't make them go through all these hoops this specific way. And but it was like, bro, America had been a country since 1776. So why, after almost 200 years, are we just now being able to vote? Like, we live here too, nigga.
Excuse me. Yeah. He was also bringing up a good point about how black people as a whole really don't have a centralized community of just
infrastructure.
He was like the education, bank, education,
hospital, grocery store,
and then grocery store, and school. And it just, yeah, education.
That was where it started, and that was like the main thing that I liked.
Yeah. And just that crazy concept, because like a lot of other groups have this already, or they're already generating a form of wealth where they're funneling money within themselves and providing for their community or providing for what they want to put their money into.
Dude, that's all people really want to do. I feel like not all people really want to do, but I feel like generally, you know, because the whole concept of being a human, he said it, bro. Any human, unless you've been conditioned otherwise, has the basic instinct of, if I'm come here, I'm going to make this place better for my people. I want to build a community for my people. It doesn't matter what race you are. Unless you're black and from America and you've been fucking...
They're not allowed to.
Institutionalized, and you're not literally not allowed to, and you've been taught otherwise, bro.
Like, because it's like, the thing about it is... If race didn't matter, then that wouldn't be a problem, right? Because then, because if race didn't matter, then you wouldn't have discrepancies in how education benefits other races compared to black, or how financial literacy and financial competency and getting bank loans and things of that nature affect black people as compared to other people. You wouldn't need HBCUs and black-owned banks and grocery stores and stuff if race wasn't a factor. It wouldn't matter. Everybody would just be people. So everybody would benefit the same way off of the things that exist because you're just people. I'm not looking at you because you're a darker complexion than me and being like, well, you're inferior. Or and that he was like the first thing he said was they're like 3 weeks away from the school that he's building. Because he can't get the HVAC and electrical stuff done. And, you know, he's got to raise the money for that. He was like, it's like $200,000 or something like that. But he was like, he can't get black people to donate their time to do it. And, like, I get that on both fronts. I get, like, oh, yeah, I can't, you know, I can't get black people to come together and do this for me. I get that. But then at the other point, we still got to deal with capitalism. Like an electrician gets paid for his skill, right? So if an electrician takes this job for 3 weeks with no money, that fourth week, dude, bills are still due. So if you didn't do any other jobs, you didn't make any money, right? Like it's different if like IT is a skill in a sense, right? So I could work my full-time salary job and then freelance in my free time and do stuff, right? So in a different sense of saying, okay, I still garner a check from my job every 2 weeks because I'm still doing that work, but I'm donating my time for free to Dr. Umar Johnson to get their network up. I'm still making money. I'm not completely out. Like, it's a double-edged sword in that sense, but it's true. And it's something you have to deal with, because the first thing I thought of was, like, LeBron. How he built a school. And, you know, there were no complaints coming out of LeBron. LeBron's made $450 million, more like $500 million now, just in NBA salaries. And then another couple hundred million in endorsements. So if LeBron was like, yeah, y'all go build this and I'll finance it, it's a drop in the bucket. It's easy, right? But we don't have that many people willing to do that. Able to do that. And it was like that, like, and that's exactly what Dr. Umar Johnson is going with.
I feel like there's actually quite a few people that are capable of doing such things. Yeah, they're right. Like told. I mean, I think somebody felt like there was a nigga that I was cool with once who told me this. He was like, bro, Oprah has built schools in Africa. That's cool, but like, Oprah's from Chicago. What about Chicago?
I don't mean to sound like a conservative on Fox, but what about Chicago?
I would have to like look that up, see like if she has done anything for her own. I don't think, but even
if she hasn't, you can still ask that question. What about Chicago?
Like, she, like,
you're still a billionaire,
bro.
That's still a valid question.
You built schools in Africa. It's not a bad thing that you, but it's literally like, I mean, you're African American, but you're literally not from Africa. Like, you have people that are closer related to you in your struggle that are struggling here. If you want to build a school here, then they go build a school in Africa, or build like two or three schools here, and then
maybe, or utilize that school to make it to where
those people can then
go. Yes, because you just want to unlock other people. You just want to build other people and help them build. So those people can build other people to build other people, and they put laws and things in place basically so we can't do that. I don't know. Not even I don't know. This is the fucking worst thing ever. It's a few times. You just keep editing the codes of the game. Not even editing the codes of the game. Just adding the rules.
Just keep changing the rules.
Powerful
white people in this country are the kids who make up new rules once they start losing in the game.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's sad. Really, they're not even losing.
And they never really lose. They're just not winning.
They're just not winning like they want to. But the balance of things is, I don't know. Even within the concept of like the construction of race is something that white people literally like invented. Because you can't really scientifically kind of describe race in a way. It's literally like, no, we're all human.
You can scientifically explain like skin color.
Yeah.
Like, race.
Yeah.
You can't.
No. Yeah. Because even if you look at it like, I don't even know. Like, if you look at like the spectrum of things and just how things work, it's literally like everybody's brown.
Right.
It just comes in different, like, arrays and shit.
It's just
but, yeah, white people.
We are dirt.
How much melanin goes.
We are dirt.
Yeah, like, how much melanin goes on your skin depends on.
But white people have embedded separation into their brains.
Lineage and then DNA, so it sticks.
Yeah.
Black is a dominant.
I feel like
white is.
I'm not gonna lie.
Not. What's the other one? Recessive?
Recessive is a good word. That's a good word.
I'm not gonna hold you. I think we're
very well put.
I think white people have doomed us. Not like black people, I think the whole planet.
Yes, they have.
This is the negative of plus plus.
Yeah. Minus.
My eyes, see me? Them crackers.
Yes.
There we go.
Like.
Minus minus.
Yeah, that, yes, literally plus plus curious. Minus minus. It can't just be
like a four loop. Plus.
Yes. And it's all, it's literally, you think you're glitching the system, but you're not, because the simulation like takes account for glitches. It just makes adjustments. Oh man.
Like, I do have to, I don't really want to use any positive word for them, but I.
No, you have to, if you take your humanity out of it.
Yeah,
you,
like,
that's always a concept, right?
At the structure.
You just
that
take.
They have built. Like,
it's beautiful.
So intricate.
It's
and
look.
It works so well, and they accounted for so.
If
much.
you were a video, if you were literally playing a video game and weren't human, looking at what white people were doing in the simulation, you'd be like, "Nah, these niggas on some diabolical shit. That's crazy." Like, if you take your actual humanity out of it, it's like some evil genius shit.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
It's actually fucked up. But it's also because I've always been like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of races, everybody could have in fact done what white people did in fact do, but everybody else was just kind of like, why would I do that? I don't really have a need to do that. I don't want to fucking, why the fuck do we want to? I mean, I don't know. Genghis Khan tried to do it. Genghis Khan tried to do it, but I think Genghis Khan also in concept was like, I don't know. I think he knew he could take
it. I don't know, man. Genghis Khan put up Will Chamberlain numbers.
Genghis Khan was crazy, bro.
Genghis Khan was a menace.
Yeah, he
was a menace.
He really was a menace.
He was a
like,
menace.
You know,
he made China. He was a China or Mongolia? I don't know, bro. He was a menace. I don't know. It's just so interesting looking at, like, I don't know. Like, I
think. Warheads, like.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, like, right. When you look at, like, war chiefs and stuff,
like Napoleon.
So unnecessary.
I do not believe so. I think now war is unnecessary. I think then war is not unnecessary. I think. War is necessary until you get to a point of development within, like, I don't know, civilization. And I don't think war is necessary in a way where people have to die, because the Native Americans used to go to war, but they just didn't used to kill anybody. Like, they would, okay, their battles would be like, they bring people together, hundreds of people together, and they play like a big ass team game. And like, it'll be some shit like the losing side will lose this land and some of their people to this area. And killing people was straight up taboo. Like, if you killed a nigga, niggas was like, bro, what the fuck are you actually, like, doing? Because it was like, no. But you need, yeah, like, you need that, people to be able to, like, compete in some type of way over things. It just so happened that most people would be like, I guess it's just easier to stab this nigga in the neck over, like, sitting and having, like, I'm sorry.
Then niggas found out that they could use fireworks for guys.
Yeah,
you know, on Elbrook.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I do think war, because, I mean, even animals go to fucking war. Like, they'd be like, nah, I want this shit.
More so from a territorial sense.
But like over territory and resources and shit. It's just most animals don't have the concept of like, I mean, animals
we
be like,
can
I'm
work together.
Yeah, nah, animals. Mm-hmm. Most animals would be like, I'm about to slaughter this nigga, bro. That's all it is.
It's just that simple. This nigga is in my way. Yeah. I will remove him.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of niggas building empires, let's talk about Blueface Baby. Blueface
Baby. I might regret saying that after what we did.
Have you, what do y'all think? Is Blueface running a cult? Is that what is happening now?
Blueface Bunk Beds Incorporated.
Blueface Bunk Beds Incorporated.
Oh, man.
I don't like. I was talking to somebody else about this yesterday. I think earlier today, actually. In fact, it was like, I don't know. Like, as long as everybody in here is doing what they want on their free will, not that I don't have a. I mean, I kind of don't have a problem. Not necessarily
that I don't condone it.
I don't condone it.
I'm not necessarily going to speak on it.
No, well, I don't condone it, but if nobody is being hurt or harmed in any type of way and everything is Gucci, then, you know, do what you do.
As long as it just doesn't really, it's not in good light. And, no. It's just the fact that specific video that was posted about them getting tattoos can be perceived as branding and
especially the setting, the bunk beds.
But again, it's still all free will.
Yeah.
Get it or leave.
See, I still the
reason there's an ultimatum. That. There's a choice.
You did say that, but I mean, like, but that can also be construed as grooming.
What I feel that these like women that. Are valuing more than their branding is the exposure, the opportunity that they're getting. Mm. And so, again, there's still, but it's still in a bad light. In
my opinion. I don't.
One of the girls posted on Instagram for it.
See,
when I read this was hilarious.
Go ahead.
I'm not gonna lie. It was from, I don't know if I have to say her name, but because the Shade Room had posted it, and she was like, y'all want to tarnish his name and trying to bring him down for what? At Shade Room, y'all should have been tuned in. Oof. We did more than get tattoos and slept on bunk beds. Blue paid for all 14 girl flights. He got our hair done, nails and toes done twice. I was like, this really isn't starting off that great. That's not that, you know, high.
You get flued out. That's supposed to happen.
Yeah. Teeth whitening and tooth gems, which are $50 a gem. Bitch, I had like 15. You do the math. I don't think she could do the math. We did a ton of activities.
We don't want to do that.
At that point, it sounded like summer camp. We did a ton of activities every day, which then required food and drinks afterwards. He paid for groceries. He even took us to Walmart. And told us grab anything we wanted. Bitches' boyfriends don't even do that.
Yeah.
I don't really shop at Walmart. But mind you that we were there for 21 days. I would've got a PlayStation. It was a 3-week cult. I would've got a couple of PlayStation.
I would've resold that bitch. Them.
Yeah, you know. Hell yeah. Walmart a lot. That's we had a private chef cooking for us every day.
Yes, sir.
Video shoots, photo shoots. That sounds like porn. I mean, the list goes on and on, my nigga.
What if Blueface Niggas wrote
hating
this?
On Blueface, baby.
What if he wrote this?
That's his melody. Because low-key, they wish they came up with this idea.
This
real.
Blueface wrote this. Blueface
he definitely wrote
this. He wrote Blueface.
Quote, we are a bunch of lowlives. Nobody is better than the next person.
He wrote this.
We going to the top together. Only the strong survives. End quote. Daddy. This is a cult.
That's what I was about to say. I don't no other way really agree. That's why I was like.
He's also doing this off of like what, 3 songs? I know it's the streaming error, but like he's finding this off of like 3 major songs.
Well, no. And Blueface has a strong. Blueface got like a following. He got mixtapes and shit. Niggas listen to Blueface. And he's really like Cali niggas love Blueface.
I know, but like still.
No, it's not. It's not just 3 songs.
Outside of that faction.
No, but that is the faction.
Been, like. 3 songs.
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. It's not.
I
like,
don't think this is an appropriate use of.
I don't think he's dropped anything recently, but I know Blueface has a fan base. Niggas be like, I fuck with Blueface. Like, it's not just 3 songs. That's what I'm saying, man. It's like niggas really actually fuck with this nigga. But however, I don't agree with anybody running a cult type experience. I just don't feel. I mean, it's just me, but I simply don't agree with like. I don't agree with them type of, I guess, predicaments where somebody has power over a bunch of other people. Because they can leave anytime they want. That's a psychological thing. That's the same thing R. Kelly told. Yeah, that's the same thing R. Kelly told the girls at this fucking thing. Y'all can leave anytime y'all want. And then eventually they were like,
Because how many of them are actually like from there, right? He said you can leave, but like, that means he's gonna give you a way back.
Yeah, how are you getting out? Back? Yeah. The fucking the you tattoo. You have things? A place
to go. You to? Have another place to go to and all that stuff. The tattoo is branding.
This little that's gonna be holding you unless you get it removed.
I mean, like at least Future said you can spot his bitch by the
mother. Yeah,
all my bitches got an AP. And that she is not mine.
Right, like I mean,
she belongs to the streets. No,
I'm not necessarily condoning that either, but damn, oh, it's not the same type of branding.
Wait, the best part of the video is not even she belongs to the streets. It's Thug taking the video and putting it outside and showing the street.
Literally, you cold, my brother. Literally.
That's amazing. Anytime Young Thug has himself on camera, it's hilarious, bro. He paused mid-apology.
Thug's dialect is just, it's literally on another level.
It stops the video to flex the jeans. Oh my god. No, them two niggas in the car are like,
when he was going at the game?
There, but.
No, oh my gosh, I was thinking of that one too.
Wait,
you used to be a blood, but now you're a crip. So now you got blood as a crip fan team. I don't want to fuck with you. You used to be a male stripper.
I don't want any of your talent. I'm like, bro.
Oh my god.
His hand is moving.
Thug is amazing.
He's amazing.
I'm like,
I'm saying, like that, bro. Anytime him and Future link up at all, it's just perfect. Perfect balance. The Scorpio and the Leo, man. They're toxic kings.
Yeah, it's so much.
It's amazing. I'm so sorry. She belongs to the streets. Shows the streets. Amazing.
Like
he's a comic genius, in fact. He's literally hilarious.
He really is. Thug can do anything.
I wonder if he knows how funny
he does.
He is.
He absolutely does.
He knows how amazing he is, but I wonder if he really knows.
No, he absolutely. Like, I'm going to tell you how I know Young Thug knows how funny he is, right? It's not necessarily from a level of play, but Anthony Edwards is Rookie of the Year because of his media. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it.
Because Young Thug
and Anthony Edwards are one and the same in just different media forms.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Edwards is a athlete who's incredibly athletic and believes he can do no wrong. Mm-hmm. Young Thug is one of the best.
Diamonds Dance.
Yeah, my Diamonds Dance. That's the thing. I was like, yes, this nigga, it's a product of APS. Mm-hmm. But, like, I was like, yeah, this nigga is Thug in a basketball player's body. Mm-hmm. And Thug is him in a artistic genius body. Like, it's just, they are one and the same. They are absolutely hilarious. Thug absolutely knows how hilarious he is.
Yeah. The fact that he got all these niggas doing this ski shit is just great.
Bro, I love that Future video. I'm
like... Yo, no.
Oh my god.
If this could be.
He was on 40 perks.
He said. That nigga was off.
That nigga was on 40 fucking perks, bro.
Future is hilarious as well.
Future is absolutely hilarious. Atlanta niggas. They're just great.
Generally, yeah. As far as it relates to fucking Blueface, I don't know. I don't fuck with that whole concept of. This is own form of way of like I don't want to say abuse. You say grooming in a way.
Yeah, it kind of seems like grooming psychologically. Yeah, mm-hmm. it just doesn't look good. Mm-hmm. Like I can't give any good caveats. I don't want to give any caveats or play devil's
advocate. For everybody else, not for him. Even for him, I wouldn't be wrong.
He just whooped some white dude's ass for knocking on his girl's door.
Who?
4 hours ago. Oh, y'all didn't see?
Oh, really?
Yes. I mean, the video's out, but you don't see the fight. It's like you hear it from behind the door. I think his girl was recording it. Somebody said some white supremacist dude was like harassing her because of loud noise, and he beat his ass.
What? So he went and bought
Blueface, baby.
I mean, okay, I get that. Oh yeah, I see it.
Cool. You got it. It's like really just here.
Cocaine sniffing rapper Blueface beats up his girlfriend's neighbor over knocking on her door. I feel as if a white person.
Blueface really? Yeah, had to be cocaine sniffing rapper. Blueface got a grown ass woman sipping in Blueface next and getting him tatted on
ridiculous.
I just love movie, man.
Quran is hilarious. Blueface Bunk Beds Incorporated.
Blueface Bunk Beds Incorporated, yeah. Man.
Is that the name
of the episode? Did he really make that one?
I was like, title.
This man's been on a roll. Oh, man. All right, y'all got anything else you want to add, talk about?
I don't know if I said shout out to Thug and Gunna for getting the 30 non-violent offenders on bail. We can post bail. Yes. Stop cash bails.
AD just got knocked on.
AD just got knocked on?
Yep. Damn. And he got bro, on the floor. Wizards are up 98-77 or something.
They're up how much?
98-79
Oh, Wizards are winning the trip. You heard it.
Oh, but Russell, this is the team first, that you just
first
kind of...
First seed to make it all bro. The way.
Wait. Bruh, why? Why is this here? Why is this here?
I was thinking about it.
Hachimura just went ham.
Give you a blood.
Cripple.
The hat. Adjustment.
I'm a governor, fuck me.
He also wasn't the governor anymore. But, you know, still. I'm telling you, man, Thug knows he's hilarious.
With them dicks, too. One of the most amazing statements I've ever heard in my life, bro. 30 no. niggas in the studio, we got.
So if AD's playing and they getting watched by Wizards.
I mean, LeBron's not playing. LeBron's not playing.
Oh my gosh.
AD's the Scotty, man.
So it's all up to LeBron.
Yeah. AD's the Scotty.
Against
it's
people all, like Drummond KD, Pippen, Kyrie, Harden, Joe Harris, DeAndre Jordan, Blake Griffin.
It's always Drummond is the Robin. LeBron. For LeBron's the Jordan.
Those who think the Lakers got it easy this year.
Matter of fact, if you want to go there, now I'm going to be that guy. They did all of this to stop LeBron. The Warriors did all of this to stop LeBron.
As I'm saying, for those who think the Lakers have it. Whoever said Lakers in 5, Lakers in 6.
No.
You're maybe, out your damn mind.
Maybe 6. Definitely
you're
not
out
five.
Your mind.
The comeback kid.
I respect LeBron completely, but you're not about to sit here and just say Lakers in 5 or 6. It's not going to happen. KD won't let that shit happen.
Yeah, in 6. In not 5. Not
look
in
at
five.
That.
It's going to happen in 6. I
if you need LeBron, bro, look at AD game.
They
bro, he just
defense.
Got splashed
bro,
on by
they
awesome.
Have
bro.
Defense.
What do you mean if you need LeBron? Like, that's not really a statement.
The Wizards
like,
are 10th fighting for their playing tournament
lives. Are you talking
lives.
About Wizards? Are you talking about the
no,
Nets? No,
I'm crediting
they're looking to the Wizards right now. The Wizards have won their last 11 straight games with Bradley Beal. They went on an 8-game win streak. Okay. They have won something like 9 of 10. Like, they are a hot team right now. And this is the NBA. Any given night, anybody can get washed.
They're not beating.
So we should give like, compliments to the Wizards more yes. than the actually talking about the Lakers
yes.
getting washed by
yes.
the Wizards.
Yes.
Because the Wizards don't stand a chance in a 7-game series.
With LeBron on the
team. I'm not saying Lakers versus Wizards, obviously. But
no, but I'm
like...
saying, but and also, once again, LeBron isn't playing.
And yeah, and LeBron isn't playing. Like that, there is a...
That makes a difference.
So what does that mean for AD? Because now, I mean
he's
just still
he
getting back.
I mean,
just getting back
like
in the lineup.
Third or fourth game, but I have never been sold on AD being the guy.
No.
So...
Yeah, he is kind of softer than people think.
He doesn't make his teammates better.
He plays a little more tentative than people think.
Yeah. This man
he's
refuses,
a Scotty.
This man refuses to play
he's
the five.
He's a Scotty.
He's not a Scotty.
I'm so, what? On the team.
On the team. Like, he refuses to play the five, and that is literally their best defense to put them out there. Like, I mean, you know, he's not the guy.
You're not taking...
Well, at least credit to Westbrook. He's getting close to being the all-time triple-double or something.
Like, I mean, that's going to happen.
That was a given. When he's averaged a triple-double in, is it 4 out of the last 5 seasons or 3 of the last 4?
3 of the last 4.
Maybe it's paying off. Maybe it's paying off if it isn't. Like,
is it?
Will the Wizards
no.
Office recent, be happy with recently, what's happened this year?
Recently it's been paying
that's
off
the
because
question.
They're winning. No, they
what's the Wizards' goal at this point? What do y'all think the Wizards' goal was? Like, for as front
like
office.
Seventh, eighth seed. Like okay. The Wizards' goal should have been to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Should. Oh, so you're assuming they're not going to make the playoffs.
I don't know.
Because who is their competition in the play-in tournament?
Oh, yeah, no.
They're
not going to beat
but
the...
But they're making it through a play-in tournament. And one of those teams at 7 is going to be either Miami or Boston.
Boston can choke.
I do not.
Boston, I'm convinced Boston will choke
bro,
and do that
this
shit.
This is what
Boston
I was saying earlier.
Choke, but I don't think they will, though.
Bro,
will
no. But this is what I was saying earlier why I don't like the concept of the play-in tournament. Like, at least not that I don't like the concept of it. I don't like it that it seeds 10, 9, 8, and 7, which means just the top 6 seeds are in. I feel like seed 7 through 1 should be good, and then a team should have to compete for that 8th seed.
That would be a lot less
because
cluttered
like, yeah,
what I've had
even
to
in the concept,
think about. Yeah.
I feel like literally it should be the 8th, 9th, eighth, ninth, and tenth seeds competing for that one spot. I feel like if it was me, I would have the ninth and tenth play,
and then whoever plays eight,
and then takes over.
Yes, they win. Yes. That's so simple. I get it. I get it. But oh well.
Yeah, because I was like, I don't want to see Miami. I don't want to have. Well, I mean, we're not gonna have to choose between Miami. But I was like, I don't want to see Miami possibly get knocked out, and the Celtics possibly get knocked out
if that early.
That early.
Well, they both won't be in the play-in.
What if they're in 7, 8, 9? If they're 8, 9, and
they're 6 and 7.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they won't both be in the play-in.
So who's in those final few spots?
I think right now Heat is 7th. Indiana is no. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Indiana is 7th.
Charlotte is 8th. Indiana is 9th, and the Wizards are 10th.
See, yeah, I would prefer, like you said, Charlotte is 8th.
Charlotte is 8th.
Yeah, I would prefer to see just those. I would just prefer to see teams
because they were like
8, 9, and 10 play each other.
What's Charlotte? His name? LaMelo not gonna be back, right?
He might.
He might. Yeah,
he should be getting close. He was cleared last week.
Who said he was out for the rest of the season?
They did, but LaMelo is different, bro. He's been different since he was 16.
This is a video game, man. You have to hype it up, man.
Okay. He come back, bro. The play-in tournament going to be crazy, bro.
A large part of the play-in tournament is the NBA needs ratings.
Yeah.
That's why, like, secretly, the NBA is super excited that in the West, 7, 8, 9, and 10 is currently Portland, Memphis, San Antonio, and Golden State. They would really love it if instead of San Antonio, probably it was New Orleans, but they don't know how to market New Orleans. But and sitting at 6, barely holding on, is the Mavericks. So now they got to keep playing because Luka been out here complaining about the play-in tournament, but you're supposed to be an MVP while y'all 6th. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I don't want
to. He should just.
And I was really.
Play. He just needs to play and keep doing what he do.
He needs to stop complaining.
You talking about Luka?
Yeah.
I mean, he needs
all the and Porzingis needs to get his 7-3 fucking ass.
That's the problem. Yeah.
Porzingis needs to get his
Yeah, they need to trade that nigga for something. They need to trade that nigga for another
He loves to play near the perimeter way more than that. But he has sparks of like.
No, it's not like he's. They need to trade him for another big man, man. If they put, hypothetically, if Jokic. Well, no, not Jokic and Luka. That would be weird. But if, like. I don't know. Not that.
Give him Julius Randle.
I just don't think. Yeah, if you gave him somebody like that. Because Luka is a true point guard. He's going to put up points, but he's also going to get. He's gonna post similar stats to what Jokic is going to do. Yeah. So you don't want them kind of running the same roles. So if you give him someone like Julius Randle or, Lord forbid, Giannis Antetokounmpo or something like that, then like.
Hey, bro, no cap.
Trade Porzingis to the Bucks.
I'm not going to
Giannis to the Dallas.
I would love to see that.
Oh, my God. Shake up of the century.
I'm not going to crazy you guys. If you play, I mean, they might have patched it, but if you play 2K and you play my team, I mean, not my team, my NBA, where it's like the franchise mode, and you go back into the offseason before Giannis signs his extension, I swear one of the ones I did, he teamed up with Luka and I quit.
Bro, yeah.
I wasn't the math. No, like,
it's literally like, bro, what are you going to do? Both of those niggas can take over a game. You have one that runs full bull speed. Luka's going to be throwing lobs to this
nigga. You got one nigga who everybody defense. Else, specifically James Harden, wishes they could just run and dunk. Mm-hmm. And then one person who literally does like everything. Skill.
And then I'm going to trust Luka to put in the game-winning shot more than I'm going to trust Giannis, but I'm going to trust Giannis more so to take me. It'll just work so beautifully. Because Luka loves to pass and loves to play. Like, the fact that this nigga be posting, he be having like 11, 12 assists per fucking game. He be actually fucking eating, man. It's actually amazing.
We gonna see.
But, alright, we gonna wrap it up there, boys. Chopper's loaded up. Turn first. We love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in.
3-1.
Whenever y'all tune in, it's been a fucking beautiful stream. Another beautiful week. Starting to warm up, get toasty outside. Spring is really in season. I hope we're out of the 60 degree, 50 degree days permanently.
Yeah, warm in the morning, warm in the afternoon. Yeah, man. Kind of sick of this shit.
All the way through. All
get your ACs fixed, y'all. Yeah. It's going to be a rough,
rough, it's rough be summer. A cruel summer.
You're sweating bullets, man.
Yeah, man.
Instagram sucks. Twitter is the best social media platform. But we're on both of them. Instagram.com/ASharkStream, Twitter.com/ASharkStream, Facebook.com/ASharkStream, Anchor.com/ASharkStream, YouTube.com/ASharkStream, Black Lives Matter, NSARS, Stop Asian Hate,
yes.
Fire the cops,
stop all that,
yes man,
the cops that, they weren't cops, the white vigilantes
that hunted down Ahmaud Arbery are indicted, sentencing trial date to be announced. As King Bron said, you're next to the cop who killed Makia Bryant.
Accountability. Yes.
Not accountability. Like, legit, just basic fucking human rights.
All that shit.
Stop it, because I'm going to keep going.